your favorite cryptid podcaster and best friend in the whole universe, here to brighten your day with my very presence. You are welcome. Hey, bud, how's it going? Oh, I'm sorry. Dear. It's fucking weird that she calls you that. Why? You're my bud. What do you mean? Bud is a perfectly good endearment. Now, how you been? Nice. Thank you. Oh, shit. You got it? Fuck, you've been looking for that forever. Good on you. Oh, I am so glad that you asked. I am so fucking bored. I swear, I go between here, my bedroom, and the diner. That's it. And I don't think two of those count, because my bedroom is right above the diner, which really sucks. God, I need entertainment. Listen, I can only talk to myself in a dark little corner of my closet for so long before it starts seeing things. And not the fun kind. Also, it's a little sad that as a content creator, my main source of entertainment is the local library. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love reading. I love talking to you. I love making Rosie irrationally angry. But it's a little sad that I've only walked up 3 streets in this whole town. Okay, fair enough. The Pet and Park thing at the country club, that was fun. 4 things then. Okay, and when we went trick-or-treating, but that was also at the country club, so... And the hayride on the other side of town, and the aquarium upstate. Okay, yes, we've done stuff, but that's all every couple of months. Those are like events, you know? Well, you know, I feel like if I move in somewhere, I should be able to know the place like the back of my hand. Visit every spot, get every single restaurant, every single thing. I don't know, every old town's got a thing. Good things, bad things, they've all got things. But I haven't seen any Glenwood things. Shut up. Huh? Yeah, like those rideshare things, like with the apps. Huh. Yeah. I mean, I love driving around, I'll keep that in mind. Thanks, bud. And, hey, if I ever need a co-pilot... Okay, yeah, probably best not to have some random extra person in the passenger seat. But if you ever need a ride, I will happily give you the friends and family discount. As in, you'll pay full price on the app, and then I will pay for us to get food as a discount. Yeah, exactly. That's a perfect system. There would be world peace with that system. Oh, yeah, channel's going well. It's going real fucking well, actually. People keep talking about me and my move and asking how it's going, and I'm just sitting there like, oh, yeah, it's wonderful, it's great, I've only seen a third of it, it's, fantastic. Yes, I'm in a very dramatic mood today. Thank you. Also, not to question your very important librarian work, I realize you guys do a lot more than just sit at a desk and tell people to shush, but what the heck are you doing? The thing with the newspaper. I mean, I would assume reading, but half of it's in ribbons. Wait a minute, hang on.
Is that a little bed for Excalibur?
Holy shit, you made him a throne. Oh my god, you're even more bored than I am. Okay, but if you're doing that, does that mean we're finally gonna meet the little guy? What do you mean you've met him?
Well, I haven't.
Oh, that is just cruel.
It is.
Well, Rosie keeps sending me pictures of him in little hats, and I haven't so much as pet him. It's like she's just dangling him in front of me like a little carrot. And I fall for it every time, because that little guy is cute as shit. Oh, no. I said he's cute. That does not mean I will call him by the right name. No, he's a lizard. He's a scaly little rat, and I love him. And the fact that I will never call him a dragon just means that Rosie is going to get mad, and then I've properly served my purpose. So it's all good. Nah. I've got something better for my evil plans. Oh, speaking of which, where's our favorite new patron today? Oh, what? You're kidding. Man. The one day Rosie can't stop me from going over to chat. She's not here. Oh, man. I wanted to make friends. I did so. Yeah, of course I wanted to make friends with her. Yes, and then I can recommend my podcast, and if she has other friends, then I can also listen to the podcast, and then that way it completely controls the town. I will have everyone within the city limit wrapped around my little finger, and I will be the influencer of the ages. But I'm kidding. I wouldn't actually bother her. I mean, hell, she looked like me when I'm editing. And, you know, I know what it's like being in the zone like that. Oh, do you have any idea what she was working on? Huh. Town records. What's she trying to do, a DIY 23andMe? Huh. Weird. You know, I actually, I debated looking into those myself when I first moved here. Yeah, it was this weird little, I don't know, side project I wanted to do. Well, I debated it when I first moved here, because, I don't know, the first few weeks were oddly settling. Like, nice. Like, I moved in, and it all just felt... Yeah. Like it felt... Right. I'm gonna ask a really weird question, and feel free to completely disregard me immediately. When did you move here? Uh-huh. And right before that, did Glenwood kind of just pop up on your radar one day? Like months before moving, like you were just scrolling online and everything was blurring together, and then one day Glenwood was just glaring like a neon light. Yeah. Yeah, and suddenly when you saw it, you couldn't stop seeing it. Yeah. Holy shit, you too. Fuck me, I tried explaining it to Rosie and she thought I was crazy. Yes. For weeks, I was looking out for places to live and I remember checking out this side of the state in this area. Never saw Glenwood a day in my life. And then one day... Yeah, exactly. That's weird. That's weird, right?
Holy shit, I thought it was the only one.
That's not normal. I mean, like, I get it, like, it's possible, like, the puzzle pieces all fitting together. That's one thing, but this was, like, I don't know, like, calling. I don't know, that kind of makes it seem like it's some supernatural shit, like magic or something, but, maybe we could take a look at those city records for a second. I don't know, because it just... Maybe you could find something. Maybe that's what she was looking for. I mean... I don't know. It's... I mean, maybe it feels weird looking into it, because it's like... I don't know. I'm not unhappy here. And there's no, like, uncanny valley shit going on. It's nice. This place is nice, and I don't want to ruin that. It's like when you go to, like, a theme park and you see the character take the head off by accident. It's kind of like ruining the magic or whatever. But there's a lot more to Glenwood than we thought, isn't there? Hey, you okay? You suddenly got all nervous. What? Oh, shit. I didn't even think. I don't want you to get in trouble, so we don't have to do anything. Especially not when you're on the clock. That's fine. We don't gotta do any of that right now. We can talk about this another day when you're off the clock, because this is fucking weird, and I don't want to not talk about it, because I might fucking explode. Hang on, wait. Man, I've got a stream going live in like 15 minutes. Shit, I gotta run. But we're gonna talk about this. We're gonna talk about it a fucking lot, and we're gonna figure this shit out. Because now that I know someone else has gone through that, I'm fucking convinced there's something going on. And you know, maybe we can talk to Rose. I know she's been kind of, you know, skittish around us the last few days, but like, if we both talk to her, then maybe... I don't know, she's lived here longer than either of us, so maybe she can give us some insight. Oh, unless she's the ringleader, and she knows everything, and then we can... I'm getting ahead of myself. I gotta run. Text me, or come over whenever you want. We'll talk. All right? Right. See ya, bud.
Holy shit.